This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Carol Moffat knows a thing or two about being on municipal council. After all, she served for 16 years in Algonquin Highlands, 4 as a councilor, 12 as mayor, and 2 terms as the county warden. So it's clear she speaks from experience. That's why she's a featured panelist for the Halliburton Highlands Healthy Democracy Project's Voices and Votes speaker series coming this March. Moffat will be one of 4 panelists sharing her personal perspectives for the session entitled Behind the Scenes of Municipal Leadership. The goal, she says, is to pull back the curtain and, by doing so, inspire people to engage in the level of government that impacts everyone the most.
What we want to do is help people better understand what it's like to be in the job. The role of councillor is vastly misunderstood. It's an honor, it's a privilege, it's a challenge. It's one of the toughest things you'll ever do, and it's incredibly rewarding. It's also incredibly frustrating. People only see sort of that tip of the iceberg. They read something in the newspaper or they hear something, you know, at the barbershop, and they don't realize the depth and breadth of preparation and discussion that went into that little piece they read either on social media or in the newspaper. So what we want to do is, or heard on the radio, because there's this huge, huge piece underneath it. So if we can have our panelists to be honest and answer some really, not tough, but some insightful questions on sort of what was your biggest win and what does it take to resolve conflict and like what's it really like? Because that's what people want to know is what's it really like?
One of the obstacles to public engagement is often how the municipal process feels as though it's shrouded in mystery. That's why Moffat wants to explain just what's involved if you run for local government or other roles.
We need to find a way to explain the job better so that people who are considering, there's a lot of people considering running for council. The thing we hear all the time is, I don't understand the job. Like, I don't know, it's a couple of meetings a month, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not a couple of meetings a month. It is now much more than that. And so we want to try and help people understand what the job is truly about so it can help them inform their next choices. But it's not just about councillors. This is the whole speaker series has been designed to help members of the public better understand where they fit into the process. Because there's that meme that says if you don't use your voice, someone else will use your silence. And social media shuts down an awful lot of people, and we need to encourage people to better understand the job so they know where they fit into the democratic process. And there's room for everybody, whether you're advocating for a not-for-profit group that you work with, a board of directors you might sit on, or helping somebody run a campaign and supporting somebody who's in council. This whole speaker series is designed to touch on all of those. This speaker series is not designed simply to get people to run for council. It's to engage community, to be a better, stronger community.
Lauren Hunter sits on the Healthy Democracy Steering Committee and will lead the session entitled Understanding Campaigns, How Success Happens, in April. She says while many of us can get preoccupied with national and provincial politics, it's the municipal arena where residents are most impacted and can be the most engaged if they learn the process.
I think the things that are happening that are outside of our control and that we locally here can't do too much about. And I think there's a certain sense of helplessness that comes with that, of feeling that these world events and even national events are just totally out of our control. And gosh, I can't do much about it. I might post on social media, you know, I express my voice, but it doesn't really feel like I'm doing much. But at this local municipal level, not only is there room for everyone in one way, shape or form, running for office, supporting someone who's running for office, just getting out and voting, attending an all candidates meeting, participating in some fashion. Our local municipal government needs that to succeed and to thrive. And so I just think there is a place for everyone and there is a way to take action that'll help people also feel like they are part of the solution that we need moving into continually tumultuous times.
Hunter says the steering committee has been impressed by the community's interest in the speaker series sessions to date. She's hopeful that the next 2 sessions will be just as popular with local residents here.
We were certainly very pleased with the turnout at the first 2 sessions. So I think there was just shy of 100 folks that showed up to the very first one, which was sort of like civics 101. And this is sort of the mechanics of the jobs, and this is what it looks like. And then the second session, even though there was a Toronto Blue Jays game on that night, there was quite a good turnout as well. And I think the buzz in the community has been really positive. So I wouldn't say pleasantly surprised, because we were hoping there would be that kind of response, but it has been great to see. And I think the thing we're trying to do as well is, so while the speaker series itself, you know, they're obviously happening on a date and a time at a location, We have worked really hard with the support of some great folks in the community, Midori in particular, to record the sessions and to host them on the website, triplehdp.ca, so that folks can watch later. So if you weren't able to show up and see that session in person, you could go online afterwards and watch it. And so we hope that it does sort of, as people continue to hopefully talk about it and we talk about it in the media, that folks might go and check out the videos there so that they can still benefit from that education and knowledge sharing. I think the folks who come to the sessions have been, you know, there's some who know they're going to run for office, and so they're there to sort of pick up what they can. I think there's others who are exploring, certainly, and who I think have shared that they're feeling a bit more confident in terms of their understanding and their knowledge, and hopefully with these last two sessions, they'll feel even more sort of empowered to go out and seek office. And then there's those, I think, who are just have been sort of interested in the process, and I think hopefully as well, we're planting seeds that, especially if you are a woman considering running for office, some of the statistics are that a woman needs to be asked 9 or 10 times to run for office on average before she will actually take the leap and do that, compared to other folks who may not need to be asked so many times. So I'm hopeful that we're planting seeds now that might not turn into someone running for council in 2026, but might turn into someone running in 2030 or joining a committee of council or something in between that sees them sort of step their way up to that path.
Moffat says that while municipal governments affect us directly, it can be intimidating. She says anyone who cares is welcome at the table.
You mentioned earlier about seeing or having a concern about people who are they're busy, they just want to look after their piece of the pie. Municipal government runs their piece of the pie, and that's the disconnect. You don't have to have a PhD to understand how council works. You can watch a live stream meeting at night at home in your underwear drinking a beer if you so choose. It's accessible. You can sign up to receive agendas. You have a quick run through. Nothing catches your fancy. You click delete and move on to ballet class or whatever it is you have going on in your life. Session number 3 is meant to address those kinds of things, that it's not as inaccessible or as steep a mountain to climb as many may think. Hearing from people who have been in the job, myself and Andrea Roberts as women, of course, that answers one of the questions is, what's it really like? We'll talk about that at the panel. So we've deliberately crafted the questions to try and get to what we think the public wants to know about the job.
Hunter echoes Moffat's sentiments and says she sees how municipal government shapes her community every day.
To the person who feels like perhaps government is inaccessible or they're just trying to get through their life, and as a mom to a young human, I can appreciate that sometimes that feels like enough. But the way that I move through the community is impacted by municipal government. The roads that are plowed on the way to and from the daycare, the fact that I have daycare, maybe not municipal as much, but, you know, provincial, and how much that daycare costs every day is impacted by politics. You know, where my water comes from and sewer if you're living in town, and all of these pieces are impacted by local government. And so whether or not I've got space in my daily life to think about those things all the time, it still affects me. And so politics affects me. And so I think that that is reason enough to sort of take an interest in politics, to understand the process, to cast my ballot. Carol said you don't need a PhD to understand council. You also don't need a PhD to run for council, nor do you need a degree of any kind to vote in an election or be involved in a campaign. And I do think that the municipal level of government is really the most accessible to everybody. You know, it is a little bit more complicated if you were interested in provincial or federal politics, although I think in Canada it's still so much more accessible than in other countries. So you really can get involved and make a difference and make positive change. Incremental, for sure, at times, frustrating, absolutely. But you have that power within you, no matter your background, no matter, you know, where you come from or your daily interests. And that, I think, is something that hopefully people can see some empowerment in, that they can actually do something active about it.
The behind the scenes of municipal leadership takes place Tuesday, March 25th at 7 p.m. at the Minden Community Center. And the Understanding Campaign's How Success Happens session is on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Stanhope Firefighters Community Hall. There will also be a pop-up session with Dave Meslin this month on Wednesday, February 25th at the Fish Hatchery in Haliburton. Meslin is the author of Teardown, Rebuilding Democracy from the Ground Up. For more information or to register to attend the speaker series sessions, visit hhhdp.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.